Sons and Daughters in Touch is an all-volunteer national support organization committed to uniting the Gold Star sons and daughters of American servicemen who were killed or remain missing as a result of the Vietnam War. In addition, our membership includes family members and many military veterans who served with our fathers, all dedicated to furthering the mission of SDIT. In June, Sons and Daughters in Touch will celebrate its 25th anniversary with a Father's Day weekend celebration in Washington, D.C. Attendees will gather to see their fathers' names on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and share the experience of living through the 1960s and 1970s when the war was a lightning rod for controversy and protest. These Gold Star sons and daughters were infants and adolescents when the dreaded knock on the door came, notifying them that their fathers had been killed or were missing in the war. They persevered, came of age, went to college, started families and careers, and many are now grandparents. But they will always be the Gold Star sons and daughters whose fathers were lost in the rice paddies and jungles of Southeast Asia. When SDIT was established in 1990, America didn't have an organization for the war orphans of World War II, Korea, or Vietnam. Organizations like Gold Star Mothers and Gold Star Wives and the National Organization of POW and MIA Families met the needs of those groups. But the 20,000 children left fatherless by the Vietnam War were virtually forgotten. With the help of supportive veterans, SDID was formed to locate and unite these children, many of whom longed to see their fathers' names etched into the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and had never met another Gold Star child. Establishing Sons and Daughters in Touch prompted the formation of similar organizations from World War II and the Korean War, each offering its own brand of support. 25 years later, SDIT has bonded with Vietnam veterans and stands strong with thousands of members throughout the country. In 2003, 50 members traveled to Vietnam to see the places where their fathers fought and died. Together, the common bond they've established has transformed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial into a family tree. As SDIT has grown, America has found herself in the Persian Gulf War, 9/11, and the Global War on Terror. Combat has again left young children fatherless, and now motherless as well. But instead of being forgotten, this time America has rallied to support these children with peer mentoring, grief counseling and guidance, academic scholarships, and getaway excursions to help ease their loss. This support illustrates the military and social lessons learned from the Vietnam War. Today, America's youngest Gold Star children often find themselves befriended by members of Sons and Daughters in Touch. The lives of America's oldest Gold Star children from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam help the nation visualize what life holds in store for the youngest Gold Star children. SDIT members consider it their duty to provide this support and to educate the nation on the lifelong impact of war. This Father's Day 2015, as SDIT celebrates its 25th anniversary, we invite Gold Star families and veterans from all conflicts to join us as we remember our fathers in a weekend of remembrance, healing, and hope. To learn more, visit SDIT.org. The Price They Paid, Enduring Wounds of War, by journalist Michael Putzel, is the true story of a legendary helicopter commander in Vietnam and the flight crews that followed him into some of the most intensive battles ever. This book contains and is part of Norwich, Connecticut's history. In the chapter, The First Condor, is the story about a career military officer named Bill Ziert. Bill Ziert wrote the Regret to Inform letter to Robert L. Howard, Jr. when his dad, Robert L. Howard, class of 64, Norwich Free Academy, was killed in action on June 10, 1969. The following chapter, Another Generation, is Robert L. Howard, Jr.'s story about contacting Bill Ziert to find the location where his father had been killed. In Oshawa Valley, when he was traveling to Vietnam with the group Sons and Daughters in Touch, Robert Jr. eventually met Bill Ziert It was an emotional, heartfelt reunion. The Price They Paid, Enduring Wounds of War by Michael Potzel is available on Amazon.com. On June 15, 2015, Robert Howard Jr. received an invitation from the office of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, to attend the congressional commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, which would be held on July 8th in Washington, D.C. at Emancipation Hall, United States Capitol Visitors Center, 1st Street Southeast. Robert Howard invites anyone who would like to contact him to email robert.howard2@gmail.com. That's robert.howard2@gmail.com. With special thanks to Robert's family, especially his mom, Roberta, for making the interview you just heard possible. From Heritage Information Radio in Norwich, Connecticut, I'm Kevin Harkins. Happy Father's Day.